Thank you. I have three grants for your consideration. The first one is Greater Millsboro Chamber of Commerce. They're requesting $2,000 for the Millsboro Stars and Stripes event on July 1st. This will be the first time in 15 plus years that Millsboro will have fireworks in connection with the 4th of July. Since it's the first year of this event, there have been no past grants. A similar event held by the Chamber received $1,000 from Councilman Arlett in 2016.
I would like to do the same.
Motion, Mr. Arlett. Second, Mr. Wilson. To grant $1,000 to the Greater Millsboro Chamber of Commerce for the Millsboro Stars and Stripes event for Mr. Arlett's Councilmatic grant area. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
I'm the motion carried. Next.
Okay. Mid-Atlantic Sympathy Orchestra is requesting $1,000 for their council concert series to help ensure that the quality arts experience is available to county residents. Last grant received was $1,000, which was $500 from Councilwoman Deaver and $500 from Councilman Cole.
I'll look down the desk here. And is Mrs. Deaver, are you going to support the same funding level as Mrs. Deaver? Or?
Yes, I will, and I think it's a good cause.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Burton.
Motion, Mr. Cole.
Second.
Second, Mr. Burton.
Yes.
To grant $1,000 to Mid-Atlantic Symphony Orchestra for operating funds for their concert series, being $500 from Mr. Cole's account and $500 from Mr. Burton's account. Any questions on the motion?
Yes, Mr. President. It does say Mid-Atlantic, but I mean these concerts that we are supporting are here in the county.
We fund the ones that they do. I think Milford, Ocean View, and
correct, Rehoboth.
And Rehoboth.
Just to make sure it's on the record that we have. Yep. Thank you.
More questions? Take the vote, Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
I will yes. Motion carried. Next.
And the next one is Ocean View Historical Society is requesting $2,000 to help with their Coastal Towns Museum project. The funds will go towards the construction of the Coastal Town Museum and the Hall Store Visitor and Education Center. There have been no past grants for this project.
Yes, I would like to help with that. There's actually a dedication coming up very shortly on April 22nd. It's going to be the Evans West House dedication and the future home of the Coastal Towns Museum. So Mr. Arlett and Mr. Burton, you have some coastal towns. If you'd like to help, I would be glad to take some of your funding from your grant sources and help with these, because there'll be a presence of Lewis and
I was going to offer
South Bethany and
offer a similar suggestion.
So I mean the 2000 I would be glad to do say $1,200 for mine if you two could pick up the slack. I love the deer in headlights look from Mr. Burton. Now, you don't have to.
I'm going to play to Rob's card here. Rob, what are you throwing here?
Well, you're $1,200, and what is the request is?
$2,000. For $2,000.
So, therefore, that would be $1,800 remaining. So I would be honored
$800,
correct, remaining. So I would be jointly appreciative to partner with my friend from Lewis and Milton areas to be able to do the same.
And this museum is
Ocean View.
Well, it's they're going to house.
But it's not Beach Plum Antiques.
Oh
it's
no!
That's next.
It's the future home of the Coastal Towns Museum.
But Coastal Towns, does that also not include the intercoastal? So perhaps you know we got an Anticoke, right? We have a lot of waterways in this county.
George, use that vein to this.
I'm just trying to get money out of him. Would you be in for four?
George, trying to get customers.
Wait, he's in for four?
I'm in for
four. Do I have four? Okay, I'll make a motion that we give $2,000 to the
Ocean
View Historical Society for help with the construction and the finishing of the historical 1901 house and grounds that will house the future Coastal Towns Museum.
And that'd be $1,200 from
$1,200 from my account, $400
from Mr. Arlett, $400 from Mr. Burton.
That motion. Sold.
Motion second by Mr. Cole, second by Mr. Arlett.
Yes, second.
Questions on the motion?
Sounds take like
the vote,
an
Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I have a yes motion carried. Opposed, any ordinance introduction? Mr. Moore?
Yes, Mr. President, there are four. The first one is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district and GR general residential district for an electrical generation and nutrient recovery facility to be located on a certain parcel of land lying in being Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 33.3 acres, more or less, in Mr. Cole's district.
I'll introduce it.
The next one is an ordinance grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for electrical generation and nutrient recovery facility to be located on certain parts of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 44.675 acres, more or less, and it too is in Mr. Cole's district.
I'll introduce it.
Mr. Cole, introduce.
The next one is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a CR1 commercial residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 4.4890 acres, more or less, and it too is in Mr. Cole's district.
All the action is in my district. I'll introduce that, too.
Mr. Cole introduces it.
And the last one, an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a CR1 commercial residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 5.38 acres, more or less, in Mr. Arlett's district.
Yes, I'll introduce it.
Mr. Arlett introduces it.
And that is all, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. That used to be my district.
Council member comments.
Yes.
Mr. Arlett.
If I may, I want to publicly acknowledge and thank our county engineer, Mr. Medlars, and Councilman Cole, as last summer, early fall, if I recall, we had traveled to Washington, D.C. With our NACO organization, the National Association of Counties organization, and be a part of a meeting with the EPA, Region, I think it was 5 director at the time. Is that correct?
Region 3.
Region 3 director, forgive me. To express our concern and dissatisfaction with that regulation, the executive order that had come down, along with other county officials around the region. And through those efforts and many others, through the National Association of Counties, our president did sign an executive order a week ago today to rescind what was in place, to put the power, if you would, back in the hands of the counties. So I think it was a symbolic and very important thing. And I wanted to thank our county engineer and our fellow Councilman Cole for being part of that process, because it did make a difference. And obviously counties throughout the country have total support and desire for clean water and clean environment. But really this puts it back at the local level where I think it needs to be, in my opinion. So I just want to thank them publicly.
Any more council comments?
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
We recently attended the NACO conference, the council, and some of the members were there. And Mr. Burton and I attended a workshop on opioids, and it was a town hall type of workshop where we had somebody from the local level, it seemed, the national level, and different various agencies. And it opened my eyes. I mean, living here in Sussex County, I know we have a problem, but I didn't know the extent of the problem nationwide. So Mr. Burton and I came out of there kind of, like I said, eyes wide open. So we were thinking it'd be nice if, you know, here to Sussex County, that we somehow bring some kind of awareness. And I'll let IG, if he wants to chime in at any time, please do, sir. So go ahead.
Further that, Mr. Chairman, is that this opiate problem, what came to light with me is that it's just really everywhere, and maybe I just live in a bubble. But they had a surgeon, they had a prison person there, they had a police officer there, they had a county guy, they had a judge. And they all had a different perspective of how this is affecting communities. And it was really from, you know, all the way through. And they disagreed with a lot of stuff. The prison person had a little different remedy or a little different way of attacking it than maybe the judge did. And I just think the what I learned, you know, I can't be the only person that lives in a bubble other than maybe George, but the you know, I think maybe getting some community awareness out to the same public in maybe the same format could really make a difference. I mean, it was a 2 hour meeting, and it was just really
2 to 3 hour
really enlightening, and it was in an area. It was in Florida. It was
Palm Beach County.
Palm Beach County, Florida. So it, you know, you kind of, well, maybe that doesn't happen everywhere. It happens everywhere. So,
but it affected young people, and they were talking about 56-year-old people, wives, family members, husbands, and, yeah, you know, daughters, the whole cross thing. But the cost of the families and the cost of the community is what impressed me, and I think IG and I kind of thought that if we could, I know we don't have social programs here, we don't have a lot of things we don't do that these other counties do, that, but Mr. President, I thought maybe we could possibly explore the idea of maybe, and the person I thought of, and I haven't talked to him yet, was Mr. Costello, because of his knowledge of different things, but bring in some people, and maybe we sponsor a kind of a town hall educational awareness type of workshop or whatever you want to call it, but for the community, open to the public, and maybe have see if there's any demand, and maybe try to have one on the east side and the west side of the county, and maybe at the north and the south, but maybe the county be the sponsor, and we bring together the stakeholders that are involved from the hospital people, from local law enforcement, which I know you've got a great connection there, but state people from the health departments, and see if we could sponsor something. And
a farmer, George.
We could even have a farmer. I'm sure it impacts agriculture.
I know you city people a lot smarter than farmers.
Well, a lot of farmers moved to the city, Sam, and I won't hold that against them.
We're feeding you three times a day, George. Don't forget that.
That's right. That's right. Everybody's got to eat. No, I think
we'll talk about it.
We'll get some Burton funding for it. Have a valid point. There have been things in the county going on the last 2 years, meetings. I've attended a couple of those with attack addiction and some of those people in schools that have been very worthwhile. There's an active group in the western side of the county that meets regularly to work on this, so we can maybe work with these people. And no sense in reinventing the wheel, but we can maybe assist them and do other things. It is very enlightening.
Are there a lot of people that attend those?
Not necessarily.
We had one at Sussex Central High School maybe 6 months ago. It was probably 80 people, maybe.
That's a lot.
80 people, probably. That was put on by attack addiction, and it was somebody else.
But maybe Todd and Mr. Costello could maybe come back later to us and
sure.
with an idea that maybe or concept. And I keep thinking we could bring in these organizations, have representatives from them also, and do a town hall type of
They are working on this stuff every day.
All right.
The ACE Center in Seaford is very involved in this. You know, what caught my attention was last year with the meetings that there's more people dying in Delaware from opioid overdoses than our car accidents.
And that's what we heard also nationwide.
Last year, the number in Delaware was 302, I think.
Right.
So it's some, yeah. It's a very worthwhile thing for us to be involved. I think you're correct.
So we have an organization right here in Sussex County that's willing to work with that. Very
correct.
Volunteers.
That's correct.
So we ought to jump on Teen Challenge when we have a chance.
Any more councilman comments?
Yes, I forgot one. I apologize. I forgot one other item, and I wanted to bring it back up to as a reminder that we still do have a major trash issue in this county, and we've had discussions off and on in the past. I know we've had some different ideas that have been presented. I know Mr. Costello had presented us some different things. I don't know how we're doing with that, but I think we still have a major issue, and I think we've thought of, and I received an email from somebody also with respect to this. So I think we need to bring it back to the attention and really find solutions and get it done. I mean, versus you know, taking blame to whomever agencies that exist out there. I think the community. I think a lot of people are reaching out to us. I think the community is ready to take control of the situation and just get it done. So I want to bring it back up, and I think we need to create an actual plan of you know, Sussex County Pride Day, something to the effect we get the entire community involved, no different than most of the homeowners associations around the county all have a kind of a cleanup day in their own communities. I, again, think we need to do the same thing here in this county. Countywide, get all the players involved, put a focus on cleaning up our county and taking pride back in our districts and back in our county.
Well, you know, they do that with the inland bays cleanup.
Right.
And it's amazing the amount of cleanup that occurs that day.
Sure.
Exactly. It's just a focus.
I think it is probably a good idea, but I think we had to be realistic. And one day in this county is, it would always need to be a 365 day.
Well, no question.
Because you can ride down a road, I can see it all the time, ride down a road where they clean it up, within 2 weeks it's back again. So it's not going to be a one day thing, would be a great deal to start with. We need to kind of expand on that probably.
I agree.
Probably very correct.
What is the current fine right now, Mr. President? What is the current fine, Mr. Costello, on
come forward, please, sir.
Didn't we used to have like signs posted along the highways and byways saying there was a
$100 for. Good morning, Mr. President, Council.
Yeah.
The fine for those associated penalties, it varies on what they're charged with. I mean, it could be from a $25 fine if you're for like a littering in a motor vehicle, or it could be if you're doing a conservation enforcement case, it could be $500 or more, depending on what you're looking at. But even this morning, there was a comment in one of our local papers. It was an editorial about how the county's not doing anything about it. I think that this council and this county has done more to try to stimulate the residents of our county to get involved, pass on information to the folks who do have statutory authority over solid waste, trash, litter, and all of that in our county than the rest of our county counterparts have been doing. But it is, like President Vincent was saying, it's a 365 issue. Mm. It's never, never ending. And there's...
Let me, and yes. Here, one other question. The Solid Waste Authority, you get all these second home people that are in the coastal area on a weekend, and they've got stuff they want to get rid of. A guy's got some old furniture they want to get rid of, and they don't know where to get rid of it. It'd be nice if we did. You'd have to ride to Millsboro, because Omar, they have a transfer station like at Omar, but I think you need coupons or something to get in there. Is the only place they could really take it to and pay cash that day they have it is all the way to Millsboro, the center of the county?
They have several solid waste collection facilities.
Right, but can the general public just go on there on any given day without these coupon books? I thought there was a...
Monday through Saturday, the collection facilities and the central, like out on mm-hmm. Jones Crossroads, they are open, and you can bring those...
Anybody can go right in there, and they weigh them and they charge them.
Yes.
Okay, because I...
And to get back to your point about the weekenders and things like that, and I'm not trying to point fingers or
anything. No, we don't want to do that.
What you're saying is a prime reason why DSWA has had to close down its recycle centers.
That is a good point, because on Coastal Highway, right north of Bethany Beach,
yes,
they had a place there, and they closed it down because there was so much trash, because people thought that was a good place to take anything.
Yes, sir.
And so it was a big eyesore, I know.
It was an abused resource.
And I know some other organizations that permitted some of these recycling bins on their property, thinking they were, doing a good civic duty. Again, they ended up with so much trash and stuff, they've, basically denied the ability to do that.
Those are gone now, I think.
Yeah, so it's getting more and more difficult to get rid of recyclables, but it's also, I think what we got to do is make it easy for people to get rid of trash. I don't know how.
I want to bring up I have to tell you, I visited a constituent's home, I don't know, a couple weeks ago, and it was 71 acres, took me back to the back of the property, and through the trees, because it's, wintertime, across this tax ditch, I saw a neighboring parcel, and it looked like a dump, literally. I'm talking probably a couple of acres of nothing but trash. Sofas, I was appalled. I couldn't believe it. And this is not a sanctioned dump. It is somebody who lives there and has just turned their property into a disposal. And I asked if he had reported it yet. He goes, he has not as of yet. But I got to tell you, we've got a problem. a real problem.
It takes years to do that, too.
It takes years, and it's off the beaten path, so nobody from the main road could even see it. But we have, I think, really major problems in this county as it relates to, and I don't think, I'm sure this is not the only parcel that that is like this. You've been around this county, and the little stuff that we see is one thing, but we have some major real issues, and especially who knows what it's doing to the environment next to a tax ditch, and old refrigerators. I was just appalled. And I'm not sure what the answer is yet, but we've got to bring it back to the top of the discussion and find real solutions and get it done, because it's wrong, and it's inappropriate, and it's uncalled for.
Any more comments from council?
I got one.
Mr.
Costello, here's what I recommend. Is when you're up there lobby, try to get at least 56 tax on bottles, because I come by my place, and we're out there trying to run rubber tar tractors over, which tractor tires cost us probably about $1,000. Lord knows how much time lost while we're sitting around trying to get it pumped back up and get a tar man in there. And so if he fits sense, it wouldn't be enough. If they want to drink liquor and beer, at least let them take it back and see if they can't get their fifth sense back. Because I don't think they really care about taking them back. They just throw them out in the field. I can go by and show you.
We can't put deposit on.
Who's talking about getting down to Dover?
We are lobbying George up Dover.
Any more comments from council?
Thank you for your time, Mr.
Custer. Entertain a motion to go into executive session for land acquisition, personnel, and job applicants' qualifications.
So moved.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Arlette, second. Mr. Cole, any questions? We'll take a vote. Mr. Arlette?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Obvious. Motion carried. We're now in executive session. I assume downstairs, Mr. Lawson.
Please.